your Bible out, if you would, please, and turn to Psalm. The Psalms, Psalm 119, please. Psalm 119. I love the Psalms. This evening, I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't already know. I'm going to remind you of something that you already know about. Psalm 119. And once you find Psalm 119, I want you to stand with me, if you will, and I want you to turn to verse number 9, Psalm 119, verse number 9. I'm going to read some verses. I'm going to give you something that's very down to earth, and then we'll get you out of here for the evening. Psalm 119, starting with verse number 9, the Bible says this: "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O Lord, let me not wander from thy commandment. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth." We're going to stop right there. Let me pray for us. Father, help me tonight to just give a simple truth, but somehow let it affect somebody. This truth has been taught to most here many times, but the problem is we know about the truth, but so often we do nothing about it. We just admire it. Help us not to just admire the Bible tonight, but help us to live it. Holy Spirit of God, take the simple truth and do something eternal tonight as a result of it. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the sermon tonight is this: "That I might not sin against thee." Huh. Were you listening to that verse? The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." You know, if you went to the doctor, he's liable to try to help you physically if you were not well. He may say to you, "Take some aspirin." And can I tell you something? People everywhere, they're given advice about how to make themselves healthy or strong physically, and they take that advice. The doctor tell you to take some aspirin, you'll take some aspirin. The doctor may say to you, "Take some vitamins," you'll take some vitamins. You may hear someone say, "You need to drink juice, you need to drink some orange juice," and you'll take the orange juice. And the doctor will say, "You need to exercise," and you will exercise. And the doctor will say to you, "You need to sleep more," and God knows you all listen to that. And you sleep more. Because somebody told you that there are things that you can do to increase your physical health. And somebody told you there are things you can do if you're not well to get better. And somebody told you there was a way to take an illness and to challenge that illness. And then they would give you something to do or something to take, and that would make you better. Well, let me tell you something. I've got some good spiritual advice for you tonight that could change your life. And if you would like to be healthier spiritually, if you'll do what I say, it's better than taking an aspirin physically. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." You know what the problem is spiritually? It's sin. You say, "I'd like to do better with this sin issue." Okay. You need to hide God's word in your heart. Now listen and look right at me. To a few of you, what I'm about to say, it won't make a lot of sense, but I think to most of you it would. When was the last time you memorized a verse from the Bible? Now, in every section here, there are people that have grown up in Sunday school. In every section, there are people here that have, there's some that have gone to Christian schools. Most everybody's heard someone say, "You need to memorize the Word of God." But we admire that. And the pastor can say it, and people say, "Amen." But this is not just to be admired. This isn't a good idea for the other guy. This isn't a good idea for them bad sinners. This is a good idea for you. It's a good idea for me. So I ask the question again. When was the last time you memorized a new verse. You ever said to someone that was not well that they need to take their medicine? Can I tell you something, Christian? You need to take your medicine. I don't know about you, but I have this sin problem just like you. Don't we all have an issue with sin in our lives and we're trying to conquer it? Well, God told us, He said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." That's pretty good advice from Dr. Jesus. This sermon is not just for children. So many times you talk about memorize a verse. We think it's cute because a child quotes John 3:16. I'm wondering if the longer you live, the more you need to memorize the Scripture. I think we all need to know God's Word. We're never too old to do right with God's Word. We're never too old to be influenced by God's Word. And we should hide it in our hearts. It's talking about the memorization of God's Word. We should want to memorize the Bible. It'll change your life. I would recommend something. You know, not long ago in Sunday school, we taught through the Bible. Remember, we did the New Testament and the Old Testament. And we were trying to get everybody to memorize the books of the Bible in order. I think that's a good idea. It's a good thing to memorize. It will help you. It'll help you to quickly find verses, and it'll help you to know your way around the Bible. I would recommend that there's some people in here, you need to memorize the plan of salvation. We use what's called the Romans Road. You need to grab one of the church gospel tracts and memorize the verses off the back of it. You say, why? Well, then you could show someone how to be saved. And you could do it quickly and easily. I think you ought to memorize the books of the Bible in order. I think you ought to memorize the Romans Road. One other thing I want to challenge you about, I think it's a good idea to memorize verses about your own personal weakness. You say, I have an issue with bad music. Then go into the Bible and memorize verses about the right kind of music. Notice what God said in Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. So God is saying, if you can get the word of God in your heart, it gives you a strength that will keep you from sinning. So it seemed to me like if I wanted to conquer bad music in my life, and God said the Bible will help me not to sin, and if that bad music sin, and it is, I ought to memorize verses about music. And if you would do that, you could start overcoming your issue. You say, preacher, I got a temper problem. It needs to be fixed. Okay, then memorize verses about anger and wrath. You say, I can't seem to shut my mouth when it ought to be shut. Well, it might be a good idea for you to memorize verses about gossip and the misuse of the tongue. Well, what happens? Memorize verses that refute your weakness, and it will strengthen you. I have a friend. I've known him for years and years and years. In all actuality, when I mention a mission, a mission that would be for fallen men or fallen ladies, people that maybe would be on the street and their life is in a mess, and they come to a gospel mission, they get saved. Y'all understand what I mean by a mission? There's a man that lived in the mission in the church that I worked at in Indiana many years ago. His name was Paul. He was a mission man. And I watched Paul building and rebuilding his life. And you know what he did? He started memorizing the Scripture. And I mean, he memorized verse after verse after verse after verse. I will never forget. One night at our pastor's conference, Paul, the mission man, stood up in front of over 7,000 people and quoted by memory the book of Revelation. The mission man. And there are people in here, if I called on you to come up here and stand in front of this group tonight, you could not quote a dozen verses. You couldn't quote a dozen. I'm talking about a man that lived on the streets and under bridges before he got saved. But he knew the way to overcome was to memorize verses. I love this church and I love the people in this church. Let me give you some advice. What do you struggle with? There is nobody or nothing that can help you overcome that better than the Word of God. If you really want to help yourself, find some verses that are about your weakness and memorize them. You say, Pastor, do you promise it will help? My promises won't do you any good. God promises it will help. It'll make a difference. I call the sermon that I might not sin against thee. I'm going to tell you a very quick story. I got saved when I was 16, and boy, when I got saved, I wanted to hear preaching and teaching, and I was listening to Dr. Oliver B. Green on the radio, and then Lester Roloff on the radio, and I could go on and on. I heard some greats, and I loved to hear them, and I loved to hear preaching cassette tapes. That dates me. But there was a fella when I was in high school, and back when this man was doing what he was doing, I think he was right with God in regard to his doctrines and his stance and his associations. I don't think that's the case so much anymore. How many of you have ever heard the name Jack Van Impe? Jack Van Impe. I'll tell you what, this guy started memorizing the Bible. Last I heard, he had memorized the entire Bible. That's incredible. That is incredible. But listen, I have a feeling that somehow in the midst of the old time religion, I've got a feeling we've fallen behind on this subject of memorizing Scripture. No wonder the church is such a mess. We think that all we need to do is hear the Scripture, but you need it inside you. Do you know that if someone offered you a vitamin and you carried the vitamin around in your hand all the time, it wouldn't do you any good? Wonder if someone offered you a vitamin and you took it and somebody got up and talked about vitamins. And they talked a lot about vitamins. And you even had your vitamin with you. And you carried your vitamin around. I guess that vitamin wouldn't do you as much good as it would if you'd take it and get it on the inside of you. And that's what Scripture memorization does. You all carry your Bible, right? You got a Bible. You carry it around. I get up and talk about the Bible and you carry your Bible around. You want to get that inside you. And memorization of Scripture helps you get the vitamin of God on the inside. Now, I'm going to make some very quick, simple applications. I'm going to tell you why you and I should memorize the Bible. First of all, memorizing the Bible will help you to understand it better. Psalm 119, verse 169 says, "Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word." You say, I'd like to understand the Bible better. Memorize the Bible. And the Bible gives you understanding. But yeah, I'll tell you, getting that inside you, it is a part of understanding the Bible. I really do believe this. I believe people that memorize the Bible, God helps them not to sin as much. And they get a better grip on understanding the Bible. So, memorizing the Bible will help you to understand the Bible more. I think it'll help you to understand your battle in the Christian life. Remember I told you, memorize verses that are about your weakness? Hey, if you've got a weakness, what you do is you memorize a verse about that weakness, and God will help you to better understand how to overcome that weakness because you memorize the Bible. Number two, and look right this way, memorizing the Bible will add to your success in life. Joshua 1:8 says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." Now, here, God is promising that His Word will bring good success in our life. Well, if you memorize it, then you take that success up another notch. So, you want success in your Christian life, memorize the Bible. And you can have good success. Do you know that you can meditate best on a verse if you've got the verse memorized? You memorize a verse, now it's inside you. You have the ability to meditate on that verse in a far more powerful way. And you have access to that verse immediately. So, memorizing the Bible will help you to better understand the Bible. Memorizing the Bible will bring good success into your life. Let me give you another thought. Memorizing the Bible will increase your joy. Psalm 119 verse 14 says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. God's testimonies, that's God's word. When you hear the word commandments or testimonies, the word scripture, there's a lot of words that God uses. But this is in reference to the Word of God. And it said, I rejoice in thy testimonies. Folks, if you'll memorize the Bible, I believe you'll have more joy. Hey, let me tell you this. You say, one of the things I fight is depression. Then memorize verses about joy. Just memorize verses about joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. The Bible talks about joy, and I promise you, if you struggle with depression, if you'll memorize verses about joy, you will begin to overcome some of that depression. That's how powerful the Word of God is. So, memorizing increases joy. Memorizing increases understanding. Memorizing increases success in the Christian life. Number four, memorizing the Bible will help to protect your emotions. I think it will help to protect your emotions. Listen to this verse, Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, when it's talking about nothing shall offend them, that's God trying to protect your emotions. God doesn't want you to be offended. God wants you to be in control of your emotions. And I don't have any problem with emotions. God gave them to us. They're just not to control us. We're to control them. But here God said, great peace have they which love thy law. Okay, what's the law? That's the Word of God. If I will memorize Scripture, the Scripture that I put within me will protect my emotions. I believe this. I think people that memorize Scripture don't get offended as often. He said, well, I disagree. Well, how many verses have you memorized lately? I really do believe somebody that's filled with the Word of God, they're less apt to be offended. So the Word of God protects our emotions. I think the Word of God stabilizes our emotions. So I memorize to increase my understanding. I memorize to increase my successes. I memorize to increase my joy. I memorize to stabilize and protect my emotions. The Bible says, number five, memorizing the Bible will keep you from being a quitter. It'll keep you from being a quitter on God. Boy, there are quitters everywhere. People quitting on God right and left. Listen to this. In Jeremiah chapter 20, verse number 9, it says, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. This is the prophet Jeremiah. He's making a decision to stop talking about God. He said, I've had it. I'm going to quit. I just want to quit. So listen to the verse now that you understand it. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, I could not stay. What it meant was, I had hidden God's Word in my heart. I'd memorized some Scripture. And I got discouraged and decided, I quit. I'm done talking about God. I'm done serving God. He said, but when I was trying to quit, the Bible that was inside me was getting all over me. And I couldn't quit. I'm going to tell you why some of you are going to quit. You're not going to listen to what I tell you tonight. There'll be people that will not be in this church 1 year from now. I'm going to tell you why. I told you to memorize Scripture that would keep you from quitting, and you won't memorize Scripture. And a year from now, you will be a casualty. But there are others. You'll memorize some Scripture, and 6 months from now, you'll be ready to quit. But the Scripture that's inside you is going to get all over you. Amen. You're going to say, well, I'm not going to church, but you memorize Hebrews 10:25 that says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. There's somebody in here. You're going to want to quit, but the scripture inside you is going to knock you in the head and say, you can't quit. So I think memorizing the Word of God can keep you from being a quitter. The great prophet Jeremiah said, I was quitting, but the scripture I put inside me was on fire and it wouldn't let me quit. Hey, would you really like to be faithful? Memorize scripture. Jeremiah memorized some scripture that pulled him out of a spiritual tailspin. He was quitting. But that scripture said, you can't do that. You know, God will get on you from the inside. And that's what memorizing scripture will do for you. Let me move on quickly. Number six, memorizing the Bible will give you deeper roots in your Christianity. Make you solid. Let me show you. Psalm 1, verse 1 through 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Huh. Planted. That's rooted. That planted means deep. Now, here's what I recommend. Here, it's talking about the law of God and our ability to meditate on the law of God. The best way to be able to consistently meditate on the law of God is to get it in your brain. You get it in your brain. You get it in the memorization, get it in your memory bank. But it said someone that meditates on the Word of God day and night. Now, can I tell you something? If it's dark out and it's night and you can't read the words in your Bible, you can still read the words in your brain. And so, he said, that person will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, planted means rooted. When something's planted, it means it's secure. It's stable. Now, there are some of you, I'm going to tell you what you need in your marriage. You need to be planted in your marriage. I think there are people in here, what you need, you don't need to go to some wacko counselor out there in the world. You need to memorize some scripture about marriage. There's some husbands, you need to memorize some verses about being a husband. And there are wives that need to memorize some verses about being wives. And you need to plant that in your brain and sink your roots deep in your marriage. There are parents that need to memorize verses about child rearing to make yourself a better parent. You need, it will plant you. I think there are marriages in here that will be salvaged if you'll memorize some scripture about marriage. It will plant you into your marriage. I am a firm believer and have been my whole ministry that the Word of God is supernatural and it changes lives. But I asked the question earlier, when was the last time you memorized a new verse? You say, Pastor, I want help. Well, let the Word of God help you. It's very simple. Memorize the Scripture. Let me give you a couple more. We'll be done. I think memorizing the Bible will add to the peace in your life. The peace. I used this verse a moment ago. I want to repeat it now. Psalm 119, verse 165 says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You say, I don't have a lot of peace. My life is in so much turmoil so often. Let me tell you what you do. Memorize the Word of God, and God can bring a peace to your life. Memorize verses about peace. Why not? How could you hurt yourself? Memorize Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Here God is promising you not just peace, but great peace. The term anxiety, it's a real word. Anxiety is real. You say, I want help with my anxiety. Can I recommend to you that you get to the Word of God and get some verses inside yourself memorize them, and let God's vitamin of the Word of God begin to calm you and help you with your anxieties. And listen, not anybody really wants to have to talk about that anxiety. We don't want to have to talk about it a whole bunch, you can memorize Scripture and nobody even has to know why you're memorizing it, but it'll calm you down. Because, and notice, it's not just peace that the Word of God gives. Great peace. Say, Pastor, I have great anxiety. I have great panic attacks. Then you need something great to fix it. Try the Word of God. You say, I have separation anxiety. Well, then memorize the verse that says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You say, what do? You go to the Bible. You find a verse that helps your problem. You commit it to memory in your heart. It'll keep you from sinning against God, and it will strengthen you. What I'm about to say is probably true. I'm not going to test it, but it's probably true. I could probably tell you which people in this building have memorized lots of Scripture. Stable, dependable. Oh, it doesn't mean they won't have some difficulties here and there, but they'll land on their feet most of the time. Why? The Word of God's an anchor. It's just incredible. The Word of God changes lives. When you love people and when you spend your life trying to help people, you look for what you can that will make a difference. I want to use what experience I have to help you, and I want to use what knowledge I have to help you. But my experience and my knowledge is very, very limited. But I can tell you one thing that I promise you, I cross my heart, will revolutionize some of your weaknesses. Get to the Bible and don't just admire it, memorize it, get it inside you, and it will give you a strength that you never even realized was available. Because the Bible teaches, thy word have I hid mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. It'll take you up a notch in your Christianity. Let me give you one more. I think memorizing the Bible gives you stronger direction in your life. You say, I feel a bit directionless. Okay. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What's it talking about? Direction. God's Word will direct you. See, sometimes I don't know what to do. Memorize Scriptures about what to do. You say, I don't know which way to go. Memorize verses about which way to go. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. I'm glad I memorized Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Do you know something? I have no doubt in my mind. I'm 100% sure that I am to be the pastor of the Twin Rivers Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm not worried about that. I'm not freaked out about that. I don't worry about that. You say, why do you feel so confident? I think it probably has something to do with the fact that I've memorized Scripture through the years that brings security and peace to my mind, that tells me what God wants from me. And I feel very secure in that. But I think a lot of Christians have so many insecurities, and you say, what from? I think we admire the Word of God, but folks, it's the real deal. It'll change your life. And I see an element of Christianity that is so weak today. It's surface. And if I researched it and I tried to tell you what I think it is, I would say I don't think a whole lot of people meditate on the Word of God. I don't think you have a whole lot of people memorizing Scripture and putting it deeply inside them anymore. I'm almost finished. I grew up in a little in my county. I think there was 3,000 people in the county, not in the city, in the county where I grew up. You drove out a country road. You went out to my church. My church was in a 2-car garage. They'd taken a 2-car garage and started a church. But I'll never forget this. You'd walk into my church and there are people walking around with little cards, memorization cards. They were smaller than a 3x5 card, but just people had Scripture all over cards. You watch people walking around. They were memorizing these scriptures and memorizing these scriptures and memorizing these scriptures. I was amazed. I'd never seen anything like that before. But somehow, that group of people believed the Word of God. And they were good Christians. And they were strong Christians. They were not blown about by every wind of doctrine. They were not emotionally here and emotionally there and unpredictable. And maybe they will and maybe they won't. They were solid. There's not a lot of solidity among God's people today. And I think I could trace some of it for us. People don't memorize Scripture much anymore. And I believe that's a part of being rooted and founded in the Word of God. I can promise you this. I have a lot of things I memorized when I was young, and I regret it. I can go into the mall. There can be a bad song playing on the PA system, and I know the lyrics. It's too bad. I regret that. But I do not regret one verse from the Bible I've ever memorized. And some of you, you didn't like it because your mom and dad made you memorize verses and you were homeschooled and you had to memorize verses and your Bible teacher at school made you memorize some verses and the kids club had you memorize verses and your Sunday school teacher had to memorize verses. Some of you better thank God that they did that because you've not memorized any since. The only ones you know is when somebody required it of you and they did you the biggest favor that's ever been done to you. You ought to thank God for the people that helped you get some Scripture inside you. Hey, and those of you that are all over the place all the time, how'd you like to be founded? Your firm foundation is in the Word of God. Get the Bible inside you. I'm going to tell you something. I hope you don't face this. I hope we don't face this. But there's coming a day when we're going to face this, and there are other countries that have. Do you know there are times in history when leaders have taken Bibles away from everybody? Everybody. Wonder if tomorrow an evil leader came into our lives and took Bibles away from everybody in America. There are some of you would have no Scripture. And then there are others that would say, you can take the printed page, but you can't take what I've got in my brain. I wonder, if you lost the printed Bible, how many verses would you have? A half? Simple sermon, simple thought. But the Bible teaches, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. If you don't want to sin against God, get some Scripture, memorize. You say, well, Pastor, my mind is weak. That's okay. Then memorize verses about weak minds. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You'd be shocked what God can do with that. You say, it's hard for me to memorize. Well, we wouldn't want you to do anything hard, would we? And you're still, everybody in here, you're memorizing something. You're memorizing something all the time. You don't even realize it. There's some of you, you know all the commercials on the radio or on the television, and you're just hearing them over and over and over again. You're memorizing. Oh, memorize the Word of God. So, if I were to preach, and I preach a sermon like this every once in a while, because I believe in the memorization of Scripture, but in 6 months, if I were to stand up and start a sermon and say, when was the last time you memorized a new verse? I hope you're able to say, just the other day. Instead of, I don't know. Could I quote you one I memorized a long time ago? So some of you might be able to, but most of you probably couldn't even quote that one right. The memorization of Scripture will revolutionize your Christianity. I promise. You say, are there any tricks to the trade? Yeah, memorize Scripture. It'll change your life. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. In a second, we're going to have an invitation. If you're not saved, you come. We'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. I want to challenge everybody here this evening, whether you're a teenager or an adult. I want to challenge you. Memorize some scripture. We're going to have an altar call. I really wish somebody would come down here, get on your knees and say, Lord, you know, it's been a while. I'm going to make a commitment to you. I want to memorize the scripture. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick a new scripture. I'll memorize one this week. I'm not going to look. I'm going to bow my head. I'm going to close my eyes. Who here tonight would say, Father, I'm going to promise you I'll get some scripture memorization and I'll memorize the scripture soon. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? You put those hands down. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet. If you need a moment at the altar, you come. Some of you ought to come and say, you know what, I've struggled and struggled and struggled with some things. But I've never done that. I haven't taken the time to memorize a scripture. You say, I've got this weakness in my life. Well, memorize scripture. Well, I've got that weakness in my life. Memorize a scripture about it. I want to learn to do this for God. Memorize a scripture about it. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our paths. That path that God gives you guidance on is always going to be guided by the word of God. You boys and girls and teenagers, if you have moms and dads and you have authorities in your life that are helping you to memorize scripture, boy, thank God for it. You got to thank God for it. Because there are some adults in here that stopped memorizing scripture when they got away from the Christian school or away from mom and dad. They grew up and they stopped memorizing scripture. For some of you, thank God some Sunday school teacher got you to memorize some scripture when you were younger because you've not done anything about it in regard to yourself ever since. I'll tell you something. You say, I have a problem with drinking. You know what I'd do? If you've got a problem with alcohol, I'd memorize some scripture about alcohol, and I'm going to make you a promise. You go to put the bottle to your lips when you got a verse memorized about alcohol, God's word will haunt you. It'll haunt you. It'll convict you. Memorize the word of God. Not hard to do. Instead of spending so much time on Facebook, why don't you get your face back in God's book and why don't you memorize some scripture? Cut your Facebook time in half this week and memorize some scripture. Change your life. Strengthen you. And I like the promise. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Ah, that's encouraging. That's encouraging. This is the last time through the song. After she plays through, we're going to pray and we'll be on our way. Don't admire scripture memorization. Do it. I think everybody in here would say, that's right, Pastor. We all need to memorize scripture, but I don't want you just to agree with it. Go memorize the scripture. It will strengthen you in ways that you do not realize. I really do believe, like Jeremiah, in the times when I've faced burdens and heartaches and when I faced things that were challenging to me, the scripture so many times kept me going. When there wasn't someone to keep me going, the word of God that was inside me kept me going when I didn't have someone to do it. And that's how powerful the word of God is.